Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. The Bible says, "And behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." As we look at this morning and we see this, he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, a moment twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for trump shall sound, dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Amen. You say, "Preacher, you read this, you preached on this last Sunday." No, I preached last Sunday on verse 58 when we were talking about spiritual unemployment and how we need to be spiritually employed doing the work of the Lord. But I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes on this thought. Now listen to me real carefully on when you're left behind. Amen. When you're left behind. As we look at this, we can see this, and he's talking about when it's time for us to go out of here, whether we go out in death or whether we go out in the rapture, when the Lord calls us out of here to be with Him, I want to ask a question. So when you're left behind, when you're left here, when you don't get to go out in the rapture because you've never been saved, you've never been born again, you never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you've never begun to love Him like He loves you, and you're left behind in this world when everybody else that loves Jesus and trying to do what He'd have us do, when we go out of here, I want to ask you a question this morning. How are you going to explain the rapture? How are you going to explain what's taken place and why you are left behind? Why you didn't get to go? Amen? It's going to happen in a split second. In a split second, the Bible says, in just 10,000 seconds, quicker than the blink of an eye, the rapture is going to take place. Those that have been born again, those that love Lord Jesus Christ, you've been saved, are going to go out of here. There's going to be millions of people that's just going to disappear from this earth. Amen? There's going to be no trace of them found anywhere. They're going to just be gone. They're going to be gone. Amen. And I wonder, praise God, how those that are left behind are going to explain this event. How are you going to make sense of this thing that takes place? This is a unparalleled event, praise God, that the world has never seen before. Never before have people seen what they're going to see when the rapture of the church takes place. When God's people are taken out of here to be with Him. When He said, "I've had enough, there's enough, they've been through enough, and I'm just going to take them home, I'm going to call them out." He's going to say, "Come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away." And then less than a second, we're going to be gone. How are you, those that are left behind, how are they going to explain it? Are they going to try to explain it away? Amen? The world will be in total chaos. All right? Can you see it? You'll have cars will become driverless. Amen. They'll be going down the road 65, 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden they just, the person that's driving has loved the Lord Jesus Christ, been saved, and got him ready, and the Lord calls them out there, and all of a sudden, boom, they're gone, and that car's careening down the road 60, 70 miles an hour, driverless. Can you imagine the chaos that's going to pursue in this? Amen. You're going to have a planes that's going to be flying, and all of a sudden those planes are going to be pilotless. Amen? And if the pilot and the co-pilot are both saved, born again, you're going to have a plane that's nobody's flying it. Amen? How would you explain all that? How are those that's left behind, how are those here going to explain it? You're going to have a class of school teachers that's teaching in the class. And all of a sudden, that school teacher, she just disappears. She's gone. Your teacher's gone. She's left the scene. Now, you can search and try to find, but you'll not find her. She can't be found nowhere. He can't be found nowhere. They're gone. They're teacherless. Amen? Praise God. How are you going to explain that? You're going to have factories full of people working. Everybody doing their assigned job, Brother Billy. And all of a sudden, in different locations in the plant, on the assembly line, these people just disappear and stuff starts piling up and going berserk and belts start running over and overflowing. How are they going to explain that? How would you explain that? It'd be a difficult task, wouldn't it? Amen? How will people explain the rapture when it takes place? How will you explain it away? How will you try to make it make sense? Amen. To those that are left behind. How will you, if you're not born again, how are you going to explain why you got left behind? Amen. Boy, we need to think. We need to have logic this morning to know where we stand, prove that we're ready, praise God. So if it happens today, if it happens before we get done, hey, if I wasn't saved today, I'd get out of my seat, I'd run up here to this altar, I'd say, Lord, I'm a little wicked sinner, and I don't want to be left behind. You say, Pastor, you're trying to scare people to get them in, praise God. I hope the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, scares the living devil out of you. You get your head screwed on right, realize that we don't have but a short time. And if you'll look around the world, what's happening, what's transpiring today, he said, we're living in the last days, a dispensation of grace, and you need to get ready, you need to get in, praise God, before it's too late. Amen. How would you explain it away? What would be the excuse that you'd give for all these people disappearing? Amen. You tell you what they'll have. There'll be two explanations that'll come out of this. There'll be a natural explanation, and there'll be a supernatural explanation. Amen. Two explanations, a natural and a supernatural. The natural one would be the most popular. Amen. That natural explanation. Amen. And that'll flood the airways. They'll be flooded with all kinds of theories from this natural explanation. Why, old Geraldo Rivero, he'll be online and he'll have all these numerous guests come in and they'll have all kinds, dealing with all kinds of different theories and ideas. See, all that's kind of like noses on your face. Everybody's got one. And everybody's going to have a theory to try to explain why all these people, millions and millions of people that love the Lord Jesus Christ and are looking for His appearance, have all of a sudden just disappeared. They're gone. Amen. And they're nowhere to be found. Geraldo will be trying to get the answers out. But the conspiracy theories will abound on every hand. There'll be a spot on Nightline. Nightline will have a two-week special, Brother Alex. A two-week special on Nightline trying to explain and trying to explain to people why all these people have disappeared. There'll be investigative reporting. Amen. I tell you what we ought to have today. We ought to have some investigating reporting on Lord Jesus Christ and how He loves us, how He died for us. So that we can be ready when the rapture happens. So we can be ready to go out of here. But Nightline will bring on people. They'll have all kinds of explanations. Everything that could be possible. They'll say, well, what it is. We started posting this UFO stuff. They've actually got a thing now that a file that they've opened up. Hey, there's nothing on it. Imagine that. But they got a UFO. And they'll say, it was them UFOs. Them UFOs come over and we didn't see them, but they just zapped people off the earth, here, there, yonder, everywhere you look. People just, them UFOs did it. They just zapped the people off the earth. Unidentified flying objects. Amen. That's what they'll be. That's what we'll be when Jesus comes. There'll be a whole lot of UFOs. The world won't, pray God, it'd be unidentified flying up and we go flying out of here to be with Jesus. And so shall we ever, the Bible said, be with Him. Amen. I don't know about you, but praise God, Nightline will tell it. They'll make it so many different ways, praise God. They'll say, hey, wait, it was a time warp. And there's some people that's supposed to be here. And then there's other people over here that really not supposed to be here. They were invaders, intruders from another world. And through that time warp, they just got sucked back into time that they belong in. Because you know, they were a bunch of, them Christian people were a bunch of old fogies. They didn't believe in having fun. They didn't believe in, and you know, and just doing that feels good. And they were in the wrong time frame. They was a time warp, and they just got sucked out of here. Amen. Praise God, I thank God for Christian old fogies, don't you? Those that stood the test of time, those that stayed in the good fight of faith, those that never let up, gave up, but stayed in the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what they'll do. Nightline will be telling, and then they've got to be, and then there's got to be the Russian conspiracy. Amen. You can't have news without having a Russian conspiracy. It was those Russians that did it. Amen. The Russians did it. I know for a fact the Russians did it because they've done it before. Amen. They got that. Hey, the Russians have got this new weapon that they can just zap people just off the face of earth and just make you disappear, vaporize you. It was the Russians. That's how they explained. They said the Russians did it. Amen. The Russians zapped these people. They just vaporized them from the face of the earth. Amen. You know how them Russians are. They're always doing that, right? Amen. No matter what happens in the news, the Russians is behind it. Amen. Well, I bet they wish they was as smart as everybody thinks they are. Amen. Not that they're stupid people, but praise God, they're not as smart as everybody thinks they are. They're not able to do everything all the time because they are not God. Amen. But there is a God. Amen. There'll be no loss for ideas. There'll be no loss for these theories, praise God, that people's going to throw out all over the place when the rapture takes place. Amen. They'll be trying to explain the rapture. That's the natural, popular example. But then there'll be the supernatural example. The supernatural example will be those many, many people that's left behind. I mean, they've been there, they've done that, and they're left behind. And suddenly, all of a sudden, those people left around, they'll begin to remember things. Amen? They'll begin to remember things. They'll remember that neighbor they had that loved the Lord Jesus Christ that they'd see get in their car on every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night with their Bible under their arm and go down to the house of God. They'll remember that neighbor talking to him across the fence. That little old youngin', praise God, little boy, he'll remember the neighbor talking to him and telling about Jesus loved him. He wanted to be saved. He'd like to go to church with him because there's a rapture coming. At one of these days in a little while, the Lord Jesus is going to call his people out. The supernatural explanation will be that. Hey, listen, these people told us, my neighbors told us, the people at the church told us that this thing's going to happen. We need to be getting ready. Amen. Tell you youngins, we need to be getting ready. We don't know, amen, how long we've got this side of eternity. We were looking at an obituary last night, a young lady, just 55 years old, and we kind of knew about him, my wife was short to her, said, you know, she had passed away. I said, good night, and she was only 55. Well, I got the scrolling down through. Now, this is just one funeral. Got the scrolling down through them. And they was people in there that was 30. They was 15. They was 18 years old in the obituaries. In other words, they done went out of here. Amen. We got to be ready. Because we don't want to have to give an account of why we were left behind and we didn't get to go to heaven to be with all those loved ones that went on before. Amen. He said, we got to prepare ourselves. That's why Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. He said, we didn't know about it, but let me tell you, after this morning, you'll know about it. You won't be able to stand before God and say, that little old slobbering preacher at Stony Fort Baptist Church didn't love me enough to tell me that I need to get ready to go be with Jesus when he calls. You won't be able to use that excuse. What are you going to say? What are you going to tell people when they ask you why you got left behind? He said, that mystery's been revealed to you this morning. That we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he's talking to born-again Bible believers. At the last trump or trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And this old corruptible man must put on incorruption. See, that's why you got to be saved. Let me just say something about salvation this morning. Now listen to me very carefully. Salvation doesn't mean that you just make a confession, be bopping with your bubble gum, go back to your seat, and everything's going to be all right through eternity. Salvation believes that you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that you're an old wicked sinner, and the only way that you can do any better is the help of the Lord. And you've invested, praise God, yourself unto Him. He's investing Himself into you. Praise God, you're going to do better. You're going to finish good because Jesus is going to do that for you. You can't do it. You'll mess up everything that you are without the help of the Lord. But Jesus Christ this morning wants to help you. He's the one that's going to call. He's the one that's going to change you. He's going to raise you up to the dead and quicken you and make you alive in Christ Jesus. He asked you a question this morning. Are you alive? Or are you dead in your trespasses and sins? You say, well, preacher, I went to the altar and made a profession. Amen. Praise God. I didn't ask you if you made a profession. Amen. I didn't ask you if you know Jesus. The devil knows Jesus. His demons know Jesus. And they tremble and shake at the name. But they're still devils. They're still not saved. Man, you got to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, God, you be born in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God. It has to touch your heart. It has to bring you out of where you are, where you were, and put you in a different place. Amen. Listen, I think we messed up because, especially my mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, praise God, we've got to live it. Amen. Before the world. But you can't live it without the liver. Christ Jesus the Lord. You know your liver. Without your liver, you don't make it long. You know your liver, it's in your body. Because that blood passes through and that liver filters out the junk that you don't. Did you know there's a cartilage in the middle of your liver that's shaped like a cross? Amen. And that old yucky stuff that comes in your body, it's got to go through the cross, praise God, come out the other side so that it can be clean enough for you to live. Amen. Am I preaching this morning? Are you hearing me? You've got to have a clean life. You've got to have clean living, praise God. And the only way to do that is that change that takes place in us when we're born again. Amen. Don't you let the devil hand you a counterfeit, praise God. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. What He did on Calvary for you, specifically for you this morning. Amen. That corruptible must put on incorruption. And mortal must put on immortality. That's the hope, that's the blessed hope that you and I have, praise God, of getting out of this world alive. You say, well, preacher, hey, don't nobody get out of this world alive. On the contrary. Praise God, if you're a child again, born again, child of God, this old body fades down, it lays down. Praise God, your soul and spirit goes back to God who gave it. In a moment, in less than a blink of an eye, you're going to be changed. Praise God. You're going to a different aspect of humanity. But all of a sudden, they see in this supernatural explanation, these people remember. They remember their neighbors. They remember, praise God, them telling them about the rapture. Telling them that, hey, listen, I love you. I want you to be ready. I want you to go out of here with me. I want to be with you forever, praise God, in heaven. Amen. Where we worship and praising all the time, just excited about everything. And looking, praise God, everywhere you look is something new and different and unique. You know, it's a lot of times I think the reason that we dread death so much. We dread death so much is because we don't know about it. We don't understand it. We've never been there and done that. So we're terrified about it. Amen? But if we ever got past that, we got to look into the good side. That side over there that's been promised to us. Praise God, that promised land, oh, Abraham was looking for. It wasn't a land that was here, praise God. It was a land on the other side. He had expectations in. He hoped beyond hope, praise God, that one day in a little while that he was going to see the glory land. Amen. With Jesus Christ, his Savior. Praise God. But we see these, it's been taken out in the rapture. They're gone. And we try to explain it away. It's supernatural. We knew that it was coming. We knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know the time or the day. And we don't. No man can know the time or day. But he said, when we begin to see some things, the things that we're seeing today with our own eyes, they just open your eyes and look around. We're running toward the end, praise God, of the dispensation of grace. And I know what you say. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, you've been preaching that for 20 years. Amen. Yeah, nobody's listening. I told the brother the other day, I feel like Noah. For 120 years, he said, hey, listen, judgments are coming. Need to repent and be ready. Nobody's listening. Amen? But it's going to happen one day. And one day, praise God, these folks that saw these believers, they'll remember in their mind. Oh my goodness, he tried to tell us about that. They tried to witness to us. Those unsaved church members. Amen? Those unsaved church members that sat in churches with mom and daddy and mama and papa and heard the preacher preaching sermons and said, listen, you got to be ready. The rapture's coming. You got to be ready, praise God, so you don't get left behind. And they're going to say, oh my goodness, that little old preacher loved me enough. He told me about this and I missed it. Amen. The supernatural, praise God, element of it, explanation. Is that I knew about what the preacher said. It was real. Hey, listen, don't accept it. Don't believe it. It's too late. Get in now on the ground floor. Praise God. Name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, ready to go when it takes place. What exciting time that'll be. Amen. Listen, I don't get up here and do this for my health. Amen. It's probably hard on my health. I worry and fret and pray over it. And then I wonder within myself, Lord, is this really what you want me to do? I told somebody the other day, first message I ever come here and preached, the Lord gave me a message on, you need to remember, reviving the dead dog. And I said, oh my goodness, Lord. I said, and I'd had that message for two months. The Lord said, I want you to preach that this morning, or in the morning, night before. I said, oh Lord, no. If I preach that, they won't ever want me back. Amen. But God knew what He was doing. Amen. He gives us that message, praise God. We worry and fret over it, but what He says we need to do is just receive it unto ourselves so it can help our souls. Take it into our mind, praise God. Let the Holy Ghost work it down into our spirit. It makes us better people, praise God. Makes us better people for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those members that's at the church that's heard the gospel, praise God, that's heard about the rapture, they'll remember that little old preacher. You'll remember this little old preacher if you're saved, if you're left behind. How are you going to explain that? Say, well, you know, on Sunday morning back in March, 2026, Pastor Jeff told us there's a rapture and we need to be ready. Amen. People going to look like you, like you're a fool, and say, well, why didn't you get to go? Explain that. Why you didn't get to go? Why you're there left behind to go into one of the awfulest tribulation periods, a time of trouble that the world has ever seen. Amen. See, it ain't going to be no party if you get left behind. Because God's going to deal with His people. He's going to deal with the nation of Israel. There's going to be a tribulation on this world, primarily for them, but it'll be for the whole world. Let me just show you. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse number 7. He said, alas, for that day is great, talking about great tribulation, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob, now that's a Israel. He said, but he shall be saved out of it. He said, so he's gonna be brought through it, through that time of tribulation. But he said, the church, me and you, don't go through that, praise God. We go out of here. If you look at Revelation chapter number 4, after about the first four verses, the church is gone. Amen? In Revelation chapter number 4, listen, he's speaking to the churches in chapters 1, 2, and 3. When you get to chapter number 4, there is no more mention of the church after John looks up and sees the heavens opened up, and he goes up, praise God, that's the top of the rapture of the church, and we're gone. Amen. We're gone out of here to be with the Lord. And we don't see that anymore. But he says in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 10, he's speaking to the church of Philadelphia. That's the church that stays faithful to God. It's not we are not the Laodicean church. We're not those that quit. We're not those that give up. We're not those that slow up. We're not those that let up. Praise God, we're those that stay faithful to the Lord. We keep our foot to the pedal. Keep going forward for Him. We don't look back. Praise God. We just keep trying to get closer to Him every day, every moment of our lives. That's what Christianity is about. Amen. It's not just getting in. It's just not making that profession. It's about drawing nigh to the Lord so He can draw nigh to us. He says, because thou, Revelation 3 and verse 10, he said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. In other words, he said, you stayed patiently faithful to God, speaking to the true church. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. So he tells the church, the true church, the believing church, you and I that believe in Lord Jesus Christ and looking for his appearing. He said, I'm going to take care of you. He said, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, from that time of trouble. Amen. How can he do that? By taking us out, praise God, before it starts. He's going to take us, call us home to be with him. He'd keep us from it. See, Israel, he said he would protect them and bring them through it. Amen? But to the church of the believer, Alex, brother, praise God, he said he's going to keep us out of that mess. Whenever that wickedness, that hard time starts coming, that Jesus Christ is going to pluck his people out. So, preacher, you really believe that? Sure. Hey, listen, the church is the bride of Christ. Amen? He's not going to take his bride and put us through, beat us up and maim us and beat us down and ridicule us and put us to all this hardship and then say, come on up here, said, my beloved, and let's just join together in this. Amen? That's not the way you treat your bride. Because he's going to love us and take care of us, praise God. He's going to help us to love him too. And he's going to be that common relationship, that common denominator between us and Christ Jesus. That's going to draw us unto himself. And we're going to be drawn. Amen. We're going to be drawn to him. Praise God. So we see the rapture's taking place. People begin to see. They begin to remember. They begin to wonder, why in the world didn't I get saved? Why didn't I trust the Lord? Why? These people were telling me, the pastor was preaching it. Why didn't I believe it? Amen. But listen, I wonder if the rapture won't be the greatest tool of evangelism that we've ever had in any time. When the rapture takes place and millions are gone. Why? Because millions, praise God, people have heard the truth. They've heard about this event that's going to take place that Paul so graciously tells us about. But they never got in so they could be participants. Amen? Hey, listen, you can go to Carowinds, and they're supposed to have one of the greatest roller coasters in the world. Most exciting thing to get on. But if you don't get in line and you don't get on it, you'll never know. You'll be standing on outside looking in, but you'll never know the excitement, praise God, that you could experience. That's what he's trying to explain to us here. Praise Lord. Amen. Millions of people have heard about it, but they've never received Christ Jesus as their Savior. Amen. And they suddenly realize, now listen to me, they suddenly realize that they've been left behind. Amen. Suddenly realize, praise God, from all we've been left behind. The rapture, what they said, it was really true. It really happened. And we're still here. Amen. What a sad state. Because they never believed in Lord Jesus Christ. They never trusted Him as their Savior. Thousands upon thousands will realize. Amen. Little old young'uns will come home from school. And they'll run in the house to see Mama and Dad. Mama, Mama, with their paper showing. And Mama's not there. Daddy's not there. They've been taken up in the rapture. Amen. Mom and Daddy tried to explain to you. Mom and Dad tried to love you. Mom and Dad tried to tell you about Jesus. But you're a teenager and you don't have to listen to that. I've got my own ideas. How are you going to explain being left behind when Lord Jesus Christ calls us out of here? How's it going to be when you go home and there's nobody there? Amen. How's it going to be for Mom and Daddy when they come home from work and they're looking for their children and their children are gone? They search and search. They go to the police station. They put out an all-points bulletin. You've got to help me find my children. But when they get down there, the line is plumb around the block. Multitudes upon multitudes are gone. They've vanished. They've went out of here. Amen. She said, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, I'm just trying to get you to understand the truth. It's coming. to a city near you. Amen? And we have to be ready because we're going to disappear. You go to, people will be loaded up, they'll be going to car, they'll be going to Grand and Grandpa's house. They're going to go see Grand and Grandpa. You know, Grand and Grandpa's been talking to you for years. They say, young, and say, hey, listen, young, get your children and come to church with us. Get your children, come to church. I know, I want you to see you saved. I want you to be ready. The rapture's going to take place, and I don't want you to be left behind. There'd be a car load of people going down the road, and all of a sudden cars are going craning everywhere. And they finally get through all that madness. They're trying to figure out what in the world's going on. They get to Grand and Grandpa's, and Grand and Grandpa's not there. They're gone. They can't find them. And then they begin to remember. They hear it that all these people are disappearing. All these people are being snatched away. And then they begin to remember Grandma and Grandpa telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ, about salvation and about the rapture, about being ready to go out of here to be with Jesus. And all of a sudden they realize that they've been left behind. Mama and Daddy, Mama and Papa, Granny, they're gone. They've gone home. They've gone home to be with the Lord. How are you going to explain that? There's no explanation for that. See the power of God just moving up our things? People with broken hearts. That's why I say it might be one of the greatest evangelistic tools that's ever used. Because the Bible says out of tribulation, there are going to be thousands and thousands, millions of people that will be saved and born again, that will become true believers in Christ Jesus. But it's going to be in a time of the worst hardships that you'll ever imagine. You can't imagine it. There'll be people that'll fall on knees, humbly fall on their knees, praise God, and confess to Christ that they're old sinners and ask Jesus to save them. Amen? But you know what the Bible talks about that? If you read over there, it talks about those tribulation saints. Amen? Those tribulation saints that are saying, Lord, how long? Amen. How long do we get judgment? How long before you're going to deal with this people? Hey, he said, praise God, we finally come to our senses, praise God. We finally realized that we'd been left behind. We finally fell on our face and asked for forgiveness, accepted you and your promise. How long is this going to go on? And Lord, gracious enough, he said, for a little while yet. Amen. For a little while. And then it'll all be over. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to wait till the rapture takes place and tribulation, and then I'm just going to fall down and get saved. You probably won't. Well, you said, preacher, there's going to be thousands, there's going to be millions that would probably be saved. They will. The Bible says they will. But praise God, you may not be one of them. Because if you won't get in now, when there's no persecution, see, these people are going to die for their faith. Amen. The tribulation saints are going to be martyred. They're going to give their life for Jesus. But he don't ask that. Hell, he asks that we give our life to him now. Just give it to Jesus. Accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior through faith. Amen. They'll be prosecuted. They'll be martyred for their faith. And Jesus said, just give me your faith. Just trust, believe in me. Give me yourself. And I'll be your Lord and Savior. And one day you won't have to worry about explaining why you got left behind. Because when it all takes place, when that trumpet and that shout goes out, amen, your ear will say, well, glory. Amen. And by the time you say, well, glory, you'll already be in there. Going home to be with Jesus. To meet him in the air. See, there's no time. The time frame isn't sufficient for you to get right with God then. He said we need to be right with God. We need trust in Jesus. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose that third day victorious over death and the grave so that we don't have to worry about it no more. All we got to do is worry about being a faithful Jesus Christ and allow Him to work in our hearts through His sweet Spirit. Amen. It's time to get in. What kind of explanation would you give for missing the rapture? For being left behind? What would you tell your buddies? What would you tell your friends? What would you tell your family if there's any left? What a sad day it'd be to pull up over at the house and you're the only one left. All the rest have gone on to be with Jesus, and you've been left behind. What kind of a tale are you going to tell? What kind of theories will you have on why all this happened the way that it did? Are you going to have... You sat here this morning, you've listened to this message, you've heard about the rapture, you've heard it, you need to be ready. You're going to have that supernatural explanation. Said, well, I just have to say it, it was Jesus. And Jesus called, praise God, just like He said He would, and folks went out of here to be with Him. Chaos all over this world, breaking out all around you, that you have to deal with, and now you have this on your mind, your heart, continuously, every day. Why didn't I just believe Jesus? Why didn't I just get in? Amen. There's no way to explain it. There's no way to explain it away. Jesus loves you and He's telling you today. Hey, listen, young, just get ready because the rapture's coming. He's going to call us out of here. Amen. To be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I told you a few minutes ago, the obituaries is full of people, old people, young people, middle-aged people. That's gone out of here. Amen. Where have they gone? They've either gone to hell, lost without God. Well, you know what the worst part of hell is? That you'll forever be isolated, insulated from God Almighty. You'll never have His help again. And you got God Almighty, He gives you the breath that you breathe. He helps your digestive system to work. Amen. All that, he said, through Jesus Christ, all things consist. It's held together and made work. So look at the benefits we get when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We get to run well here, and we get to run real well when we get over there. Amen. And we get the opportunity for a journey of a lifetime. Amen. I was telling you about the super roller coaster he got at Carowinds. It ain't nothing compared to the ride we're going to get. Amen? Amen. Hey, anybody had an airplane ride? Raise your hand if you had an airplane ride. Amen. Well, it's pretty exciting, wasn't it? Kind of scary at first, especially if you hadn't ever been. But one of these days, praise God, Brother Matt, we're going to get a plane air ride. Amen? Ain't going to be no airplane under you. Glory to God. In a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, we're going to go out of here. Harper said she's up for it now. Amen. Amen. I won't go. It sounds exciting to me. Amen. What about you? Does it sound exciting to you? Are you ready? Are we ready today? If Jesus comes today, if He calls us today, are you ready? The rapture is going to take place. It will. Some point in time. Amen. He's going to call His people out. Amen. Some may go out here today, and they might not even wait to the rapture. They may go out, may get run over by a car at the restaurant. Go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. We've got to be ready. Praise God.